Welcome to your daily devotional for December 18th. Angelic activity. Luke chapter 2 verses 8 through 12 reads as follows. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." God's love is sometimes announced and made manifest by angelic activity. Generally speaking, with regard to angels, God's love is shown in the two major dispensations, the events of which are recorded in the Bible. The first is the dispensation of the law, beginning with the giving of the law of Moses and ending with the dispensation of grace, which was ushered in by the great work wrought by our Savior. The law was received and mediated by angels. Now, we don't find this written in the Holy Writ in Exodus, but we do find it in Stephen's testimonial in Acts chapter 7, in verse 53. The fact that angels mediated the law teaches us a couple things. It causes us to realize that we are sinners, and then once we get past that, once we get past the "I'm all that" stage, it causes us to ask, "Who is all that?" and go looking for the Savior, to seek His salvation and redemption. So the law is in essence a ministry of grace, our schoolmaster, our tutor to lead us to Christ. The law was given to lead the Old Testament saints to faith and trust in God's promises of the coming Messiah, Savior. God's love is further shown in the activity of angels and the message of grace given by angels to the shepherds in the field. God's love is shown in the activities of angels personally. Angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation. Our inheritance is with Christ. Our inheritance is in the heavenlies. If you are saved, my friend, and you have come to a personal knowledge and a heart trust, putting all your eggs in one basket, if you have put them in the place of the person of Jesus Christ, then God has poured out His love on you. Angels, I believe, minister in helping us get to that spiritual place of knowing Jesus and helping us move along in our spiritual life. God uses angels as ministering spirits in the sanctification process as we go along in our Christian lives. The other thing we can say about angels is that they may intervene in all kinds of ways, but they will always intervene in a way consistent with Scripture. God Himself will never act in a way contrary to Scripture, and neither would He appoint an angel to do something in a way that compromises His holiness in any way, or points us away from Him. So we have to be careful not to get to the point where we think a little bit too much of angels. Many people have come to the place where they've had this miraculous experience or awakening or whatever, and they say, "I saw this angel and I do believe in angels because of my experience." Well, that is all well and good. But know that the devil is the master deceiver and the master counterfeiter and the master duplicator. In fact, he himself is called an angel of light. Therefore, many times these experiences are not of God, but they are actually demonically inspired, and that they point the faith of people away from God and towards the supernatural in general, especially in unsaved people. And then the unsaved person thinks that they have faith in God because they connect angels to God in an intellectual way, but they really don't have saving faith. They have faith in that particular experience, and they say, "Yes, I believe in angels," but they don't go further than that. They don't say, "I believe in Christ, and I believe that He died for me, and I believe that He rose again, and I believe that He is seated at the right hand of power, and I believe that He intercedes for me, and I believe that when He said He made a place for me in heaven, that He did it." They don't get past this point and fall short of salvation. So be careful and warn others or may be on that path where they're worshiping the angels, or they are thinking a little bit too much of the supernatural to the exclusion of the Christ, the one who created all things, both natural and supernatural. This leads us to our final application for today. Angels are never to be worshipped. Only God is worthy to be worshipped. Angels are created beings just like us. And every time in Scripture when someone went to worship an angel, the angel turned around and said, "Get up, for it is written, 'You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.'" Revelation 4:11. Good evangelism lesson. When you find yourself or someone else worshiping something else, point them to Christ, the one who will never, ever let them down. He is the one we can trust even to the grave and beyond. I hope this devotional has been profitable to you spiritually. I pray that the result is that it gets you more hooked on Christ, more in love with Him, and living closer to Him. May we live ever closer to Jesus Christ, the one who came into the world announced by angels, who paid the ultimate penalty for us, and who loves us. Amen.